All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects as we get you ready for Game 6 of the World Series. Your Houston Astros with a 3-2 lead over the Washington Nationals in the faithful at Minute Maid Park, because I hate when they go, at the juice box tonight.
You don't like the juice box?
I don't like when like people that just got to town as new reporters are like, and it's going to be rocking tonight at the juice box. You don't even know what that is. Stop it. That's like, and quarterback of the Texans, DW4. You guys tight? Okay, shut up. Wow. Juice box tonight. How about that? Okay.
Minute Maid Park. 15 seconds for him to start bitching.
That's not really unusual on this show.
No, it's not at all.
That Astros cap, is that the one, the Bun B one, or which one is it?
Bun B, Dre on 290. Little pre-baby gift. Appreciate you. Love that
nice
hat.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yep, dope hat. Yep. Very cool.
But can't wear it because we pushed the sports map video to after the show today. So,
what do you mean you can't wear it?
It messes up the do. Can't do it.
Wow.
The do.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a comb?
Look, Johnny, tight cut. Just because I don't have your do, you know, I got a little bit more I got to work with here, and
well,
I got
not much.
I got coverage areas that I got to worry about. So yeah,
you don't have a comb or anything. You can't just fix your hair. Does that do you not comb it? How do you
do? Do I talk to you about straight line?
Don't change the subject. Do you use a brush or a comb?
A brush, a comb. Who uses a comb?
Old men use combs. No, Nick.
I never really used, even when I had hair, I never really used a comb. So
you don't remember back in the day, like
that was
eighth
a thing,
grade,
for sure.
You had the comb in your pocket,
the big comb, like with the hand
yeah, and the Velcro wallet. If you didn't have a comb in your pocket to go along with your Velcro wallet, you were kind of a weirdo.
What about your trapper keeper?
No hoes messed with you if you didn't have a comb. Yeah, trapper
Gotta
keeper
have
for sure.
Trapper keeper.
No hoes messed with you if you had a Velcro wallet, sir. Come on.
Back in the day.
No girl cared.
That was
for no
the hoe getter. That was the hoe getter.
Velcro wallet.
Be like, I got you for some Miss Pac-Man. Get on in here. I'll put your quarter up for you. Dig in and get that quarter out somewhere that you saved just in case you need to call mom. Put it up there on the Miss Pac-Man. Be like, yeah, I'm getting a second base tonight, boy.
See, I never owned a Velcro wallet, and that was intentional.
I'm gonna go fill up Kelly Brooks on those circular things at the skating rink. Yeah, it's going down for this quarter in the Velcro wallet. That's y'all never did that.
No,
you never had the Velcro wallet.
I did. I had one.
Okay,
I had one.
That was
you know
for the old people.
You know what I did? I
gave
it to my dad, and my dad used it for years. That's
your
what
ass
I gave
was
it to him.
You probably had like a wallet on a chain or something. That was your era.
No, I had a regular.
Yeah.
Fake leather wallet, like everybody's supposed to have.
Fake leather wallet.
Ones that get for $10.
Bro, we had, are you kidding me? We had ruse. We had pockets on our shoes.
Clyde Drexler was a ruse guy.
Of course we had Velcro wallets. That was the shizzle back in the day. It was.
I caught the tail end of Velcro wallets, but I just didn't like it. I never.
You got it when it was going out of style.
Yeah, it was kind of a pat.
Banging a bunch of sweet ass because of our Velcro wallets in the eighth grade.
There was a lot going on back then.
None of that happened. None of that was happening.
105, Joel.
What?
I'm just messing with
you. She ain't listening. You can admit it.
Oh, what?
How many girls did you French kiss with the skating rink because of your Velcro wallet?
We didn't do skating rinks.
What?
I did.
We didn't do skating rinks.
Really?
Dude, think about where I grew up.
You didn't go skating?
We went to actual skate.
That's because he was
rinks.
A fat kid.
We actually went outside the skating rink where you wore ice skates.
Oh, no, bro. We went to the roller rink.
Yeah, I had one, too.
Get the crazy legs going. What? All skate backwards.
Of course, the one I grew up going to turned into a church, an iglesia.
What?
I was like, you don't even know what went down in that bathroom.
Right. You have no idea.
Dirty things that went down in that bathroom.
Right. Did yours have those big circular things that everybody would sit on?
Yeah.
Yeah, go in the back corner and find a dark one.
You see?
Went down.
With roller skates on?
Yeah. No, I mean, we weren't having sex.
I know, but just the fact that you wore roller skates.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
In the Midwest, just chicks did roller skating.
No, dude, everybody did down here.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that was a big deal.
We had night skate, so as soon as it got cold enough, that we had at my grade school, they had two baseball fields, an upper and a lower field, and they flooded them, and they had football lights. And so you would skate after school, then you'd go home, do your homework for a while, and then you'd come back for night skate, and you could skate from, like, all the way till 10 o'clock.
And how cold was it outside?
It depends. I mean, whatever the weather was. It was probably in the 20s. Normally 20s? In the 20s. If you're that lucky, it was hovering around 30.
Although that would, although all the girls would be all boing. So, yeah, yep. That would.
There were plenty of chicks skating. So the bottom.
But then they all have jackets on. See, at least like in the indoor skating rinks, the roller rinks, you know, the girls would get all dressed up and. You know, it wasn't cold. Like, they could dress all slutty if they wanted to.
Honestly, it was different. It was good. The same. Because just like you guys, we had a warming house. And there were key areas of the warming house. Yes.
Was that just like a house on the ice that you could also fish from?
No, because again, it was multi-purpose. So during the summer, it was the home for all the baseball stuff. And then when the diamonds were frozen into ice skating rinks, it was just lots of benches and a warm area to take a break before you went back out.
Oh, okay. So that was
different,
house.
But it was the same. Yeah. So you, it's just you guys did on roller skates. We did on regular skates. Man. Bottom rink was for Palm.
For what?
Palm. You never played Palm?
Palm?
Yeah. So like
Palm?
Yep. I think that's how it's spelled. But anyway, everybody starts on one end and one person starts in the middle. And that person, every time you try to get to the other side without being touched. If they touch you, now you're in the middle with that person, and you keep going until the last person is caught. And the last person is caught then becomes Palm for next game.
Oh, we never. You know what? I seem to recall there being some sort of game like that at the skating rink. I don't remember. I just remember. I remember doing the crazy legs or trying to do the crazy legs. I remember wanting to learn how to skate backwards, and I remember seeing all the cool dudes like Chad. There was always a badass at the skating rink named Chad who had the black leather skates. He didn't rent his. He brought his. He was real fast.
He was the Kelly Leak of the roller rink.
I guess. He was just fast. He could do all the tricks. You know, he had the cool black leather skates with the white wheels.
You know who Kelly Leak was, right?
No, I have no idea.
From the Bad News Bears. The tough guy that always hit the home runs, that rode the motorcycle.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was like Chad. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, you'd show off your skating skills and everything and try to show off for the girls. And then
go play some centipede.
When you got the right the girl, then you went up to free skate.
Y'all didn't have, like, we had, like, video games in the skating rink. You don't get that outside on a pond.
No, but we had a freaking arcade down the street that had all the video games.
You didn't have to go down the street. You would get off the rink right to the video game. Be like, oh, am I up next on Joust? Be like, yes.
And then my quarter's down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I gotcha.
Boy, that was so much fun back in the day.
Did you ever find out that, especially when they first opened the new arcade, that if you wore any kind of loafers and you rubbed your feet on the carpet real fast before you touched your quarter to the game, you'd get free credits?
I remember you telling me about this like a year ago. Like that never worked for us.
Static electricity, and the people running the arcade never figured it out. So we'd sit there, and you'd be like rubbing your feet on the carpet like you were actually skating in place, and then you just touch a quarter to the freaking metal part of the game and be like, bing, 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 bing. You're like, hey, wow. I got 10 credits.
Yeah, no, that never worked for us. I would just steal people's quarters.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And putting in your Velcro wallet.
And then getting a Diet Coke.
Sure. No, back in the day, I was drinking Dr. Pepper. Slurpees? I was skinny. Oh. I was skinny. I could drink Dr. Pepper. A lot of stuff going down today. Trade deadline today in the NFL.
3 o'clock Central.
Yeah, I did just see where, a couple of different things. Andy Dalton got benched. Did you see that?
By the Bengals.
Yep. Aqib Talib has been traded to the Dolphins.
Hell.
Yes.
Hell on the NFL. You're sent to the Dolphins.
They got, Aqib and a fifth round pick from the Rams for a future draft pick.
I mean, if it's just a future draft pick, Bill O'Brien doesn't care. Texans couldn't have got in on that deal?
Boy.
For a future, quote-unquote,
draft pick?
They don't
have a future. The Texans are now. They don't have a future.
Here's what's going to...
Let's just get that out of the way.
You know what that could mean?
I don't want to hear any more about the Texans today until the trade deadline passes, because they don't have a future.
You know what that could
mean?
They're
out.
You could pick up a guy on waivers off the street that was once a draft pick, and then he could be draft pick that you give up to the Rams and get Akiem Talib. Because all the Rams want to do is clear cap space so they can re-sign Jalen Ramsey.
That's yes.
Because they've already loaded up a lot of contracts that aren't going to look too good in a couple of years.
That is
Jared Goff and Todd Gurley don't look so good right now.
Well, we got a lot to catch up on. Lots of trades going down. There are probably going to be more. A lot of big names. This is exciting because it's the NFL trade deadline, and it's a lot busier than I remember it being.
Yeah, it's not
in
like
many years.
Normally, it's really kind of uneventful as opposed to Adrian Wojnarowski in the NBA.
It's not like the NBA or baseball, like those both. But the NFL is holding their own this year, so we'll have a lot of trades. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, speaking of fun, a lot of fun when you're getting cash back at the pump. That's fun when you're keeping money in your wallet. In your Velcro wallet, that's how you do it, through GetUpside. That's the play right there. Go download GetUpside right now. Do yourself that favor. Put it on your phone. And when you do download it, put in my promo code Barry, because that's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. And if you don't know what GetUpside does, if you're new or you haven't been paying attention, GetUpside gets you cash back when you use the app to get gas or to buy food. And there's tons of restaurants, hundreds of restaurants. Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, Sonic, Dunkin' Donuts, La Madeleine. I mean, there's Candelaria's Pizza, and they're always adding new ones, so that's really cool. And they're expanding. If you're traveling or you're on the road a lot, GetUpside is getting everywhere. That's the other cool thing, especially for me, traveling, doing comedy. So it's great. I use it every time I fill up. I used it this morning. My account is just brimming with money, and you could be the same way. We've got listeners that have $500 in their account because they use GetUpside. So where's your money? Are you leaving it at the pump? Are you leaving it at the table? If you're not using GetUpside, you absolutely are. So do yourself a favor right now. I don't want you to miss out on this money. I want you to keep it in your pocket. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, the... Barry and myself.
Whoa,
Nick
Nick the dude.
It's the second day in a row he's just completely de-bagged me. Yesterday he just flat out took you. No. You wish.
He teabagged you.
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah, me too. I've never heard somebody say that he de-bagged me.
Yeah.
That's new. Are you just making up your own slang now?
Look, my bad. My apologies in advance. I'm never going to take
the
bad picture.
He always just doesn't even pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Let me
picture.
Go retweet that. Let me get on that.
At least I didn't tag you on it.
If you look bad in it, let me retweet it. I'm going to tag him when I retweet it. Let's see here. Where is it?
If you didn't mention it, Barry wouldn't make fun of you. Now he's going to make fun
not
of
even
you for 2.5
hours.
Did that stop him in segment one? No.
It didn't.
There you go.
Oh, boy. What happened there?
The timing was a little off when I...
It looks like your shoulder grew a hand.
Your hand is what sticks out the most to me.
Yeah, that's a weird... You're like, At least you don't have your glasses on.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. And retweet. Okay, let's talk NFL.
NFL is what you want to talk about. You tried to stomach that game last night. God, it was awful.
I could not. I did not.
So right before the half, if you did not, with 17 seconds to play in the first half, Miami created a new version of the prevent where the Steelers threw a very, very leisurely slant just to kind of run the clock out. And the Dolphins proceeded to go 35 yards backwards before they tried to start tackling. And by the time they got near the ball carrier, they decided that if they swung and missed and whiffed on the tackle, it was okay. And he scored from like 55 yards out. And I just went, Oh my God, Miami, you got to at least try to make it look a little less obvious that you want to lose every game.
Yeah. I mean, that reminded me of the Texans game on the slant route to, what's his name? Renfro.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it Renfro?
Yeah, the kid. Yeah, yeah, the rookie.
Just awful. Awful tackling.
Just, but I mean, at least the Raiders were trying to win the game. I mean, the Dolphins, you just looked at it and you went, wow, at least you got to try and cover it up. You got to act like you want to win. It was just an atrocious game to watch.
Can I be honest with you? I turned it on and Dolphins are up 14-0. And I'm like, this is awful. This is an ugly game. It was awful to watch. So I was like, well, I'm going to watch the Rockets instead. So I have the Rockets on. And it was ugly. And it was an awful first half. And the Bill Worrell calls were, I mean, I was texting you guys how bad I was like, oh, I can't do this all year.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
I didn't hear the broadcast, but when I saw your text, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like Bill, man.
Oh, my God. I saw some.
Trust me. So I was like, I can't do this. So I didn't watch football, and I didn't watch basketball. I just played video games. It was a pretty awful night for sports if you wanted something to watch. I mean, do you watch both?
I watched the basketball game. I mean, I checked in on the football game until I saw that play, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm out.
The second half was better for the Rockets, but yeah, I went back to see some of the football game, and almost everybody said it was just a disaster.
Just garbage.
In terms of a watching perspective. So, at least in the Rockets game, it picked up in the second half, but yeah, everybody says it did.
Well, at least they look sloppy. This is kind of what happened last year.
They did pick it up in the second half.
I checked out. I was like, last year, call me when you get the chemistry together. And this is why you can't watch, because the NBA's preseason, you know, there's a lot of guys that aren't going to make the team that are playing this, that, and the other. And it's not that there's an injury risk necessarily, but I don't know what it is, but it doesn't look like they gel or start gelling until mid-November. So, mid-December. And I don't want to watch it. It was ugly. No defense, bad chemistry.
Well, it all started bad when Russ walked in the building.
Why?
That outfit he was wearing.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, my. A black NASCAR t-shirt, a black Rolling Stones beanie, and you know those fake leather pants chicks wear that are real shiny?
No.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Okay.
I mean,
because so far, this sounds like something I would rock.
Oh, I don't think so, Barry. But don't know you like we think we do sometimes.
When you become a famous comic, you probably would wear.
Yeah, I totally wear leather pants.
These aren't leather pants, Eddie Murphy. These are the pleather ones, and they were awful.
How do you know they were fake?
Okay. I'm going to show you the picture so that you can understand what I'm talking.
Oh, that's
he probably dropped three G's on
leather. That's patent leather.
It's awful.
It's shiny. Yeah, that's patent leather. That's like what's on the Concord Jordans, right? That's
it's kind even of worse shiny. Than that. It's kind of like that. But patent leather at least has some like substance to it. These are
I totally wear that outfit. I would totally wear that outfit.
You better start doing curls, first of all.
Yeah,
but second of all, arms the whole and sleeveless thing shirt. Just, I'll retweet it. It's just awful.
It wasn't as bad as Chris Paul walking in. He looked like...
Because I'm the leprechaun.
Yeah, he looked like somebody... he looked like he was like, hurry up, dry those clothes. And then they shrunk, and he was like, well, I'm wearing them. That's the only outfit I got. I swear, they were like capri pants. I don't know what was going down. It was all green.
The capri pants are not going away for a while.
No.
They're not going away for a while.
I don't get it. I just
can't pull them off.
Have you tried?
I wouldn't try.
No, but you should try.
I should not try.
You probably would look really hot in capri pants, Nick.
Ty Lawson had the capri pants as well.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Cool. They were baggy. They're like baggy capri pants.
Those are just...
Ty Lawson that used to play for the Rockets?
Well, not Ty Lawson. What's his
name? Tyson Chandler?
Tyson Chandler. Excuse me, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Here's the thing, okay? And especially for guys like Chris Paul who have a lucrative deal with Brand Jordan. If you're going to go with that look, don't give me Air Pegasus running shoes. You got to give me some kicks worthy of kind of fashion and sportiness, right? Don't give me just straight kind of middle of the road running shoe with your minty green suit. Give me some kicks that make me go, okay, you're like PJ Tucker. And obviously, even Russ says, and there's a new commercial where he's talking to Bullard, and he's like, look, I can do a lot of things, but I can't compete with, and Bullard called them sneakers. He's like, I mean, your sneaker game. Can you compete with PJ? He's like, no, man, I can't compete with PJ's sneaker game.
How many can?
Sneakers?
Yeah.
Dude, you want to talk about old people signs. Forget the Velcro wallet and the comb.
Why is that old?
You call them
sneakers.
Oh,
that's definitely old.
You call them, yeah, see, it's kicks.
No one still uses that word for kicks.
Yeah. No one. You call your stuff sneakers?
You never heard of a sneakerhead?
No, but in specifically
just
for shoes.
Just calling them sneakers.
Sneaks? My sneaks? Yeah.
But that's fine, too. But if you call them I've never sneakers, heard you use that word. You use the whole word?
Oh, you want
to it's a nerdy
put
thing.
An A instead of an ER at the end? Sneakers?
Okay, AJ.
Well, I'm just asking.
AJ calls it the hard R, but he uses it with a different term.
You ain't right. You totally ain't right. Let me check the trade tracker, see what else is going on. If you don't know, trade deadline today at 3 o'clock Houston time. Nothing's dropped right now. The last one was Aqib Talib to the Dolphins. Before that, let's see. Boy, there's a lot of names,
hot
though.
Names. A.J. Green.
Yep.
O.J. Howard, the tight end from Tampa Bay, is on the block. Patrick Peterson from the Cardinals, on the block.
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams, the offensive lineman from the Redskins,
is
on
Gordon
the block.
Is Gordon staying or is he going?
Who?
Gordon. Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon. Le'Veon rumored Bell. To either go to Buffalo or one other team that was interested in him. Le'Veon Bell may be going. Safety Jamal Adams, who's a stud, also may be going.
Back up real quick, though. Le'Veon Bell, there was a report the Chiefs and the Texans are interested in Le'Veon Bell. So, and then your buddy, the
one?
General, came out and said that that's not true.
Guys, that's absolutely not going to happen with no chance. It's kind of like me being able to see my toes by Christmas. It ain't going to happen.
And I think Le'Veon Bell would probably want to. God, that was bad. It was so
well,
good.
I didn't
and so
say
bad.
See that? I just said his toes. Jeez.
McClain, that was out of nowhere.
Look, everybody makes fun of the way he talks and how big he is. Even J.J. Watt has. So he's
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, on the podium?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you this. And he like, does
I
know
feed
his
the homeless,
stuff, right?
I'm he's not been feeding in, McClain.
That's, McClain's been in the game kind of a long time. And he
didn't raise that kind of money after Harvey.
You know, and he's a reputable guy.
Absolutely.
He's earned his stripes, per se, right? But Salisbury and I used to laugh about this all the time. When Rodgers had the one down year about 5 to 7 years ago, maybe less than 5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, he goes on the air with this hot take. Aaron Rodgers is not a great quarterback. He may get in like the fourth or fifth vote, but right now, guys, there's no chance this guy smells the Hall of Fame until he's like at
Joel's
the end
never
of the line
him
with other voters.
Never going to let him live that down, for sure.
And Salisbury and I both looked at each other. Like, so every time Rodgers had a good game, we would tweet his stats and tag McClain on it, and he never, ever, ever would respond. And we were just like, come on, man, just admit
I
you
completely
made a
disagreed with it, too. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is definitely going down as a Hall of Famer and a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like, no question. Like, no question.
No, I mean, he could be like the Ken Griffey Jr. of football. So there's lots of moves that could be made. Lots of teams that are out there. Look, there's a couple moves, and I told you this. I think it was either Rapoport or one of the big and Schefter that said, look, this could be a fun trade deadline with a lot of names you didn't expect and big names could be moving and changing places. This is where you say, well, there's a top five teams in the NFL that could all win it. Depending on who gets what before 3 o'clock could be a big game changer in terms of who's a favorite for the Super Bowl.
Yes, you're right. You know what else you're right about?
Yes.
Your roof.
Fitz Roofing. Because the roof. If your roof is on fire, what you need to do is fix it. And I'm telling you, the rain today, you might be able to find out that, hey, my roof is leaking. I need some help. Well, there's only one place to go if you're in the Houston area. It's Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, locally owned and operated. They do a fantastic job. They do better than anybody else because unlike storm chasers and deposit thieves and sketchy roofers, they just want your money up front and then they do bad work and then you can't find them when you need them to fix and finish the deal. That's not how Fitz does business. Fitz uses the best shingles in the business. That's CertainTeed. So much so they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get the status that you need. That's an elite status of a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties are longer and better than the average roofer. And it goes from there. Their ratings are fantastic. A+ on the Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They take care of Houstonians, and they do it by doing great work. FITZRoofing.com, or better yet, give them a call. 832-521-3001. You get a free no-obligation inspection just by calling them. They come out to you and see what they need to do. Then they tell you, and they leave. If you want them, you call them back. They come back. They do great work. Again, 832-521-3001. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on Game 6 day of the World Series, trade deadline day in the NFL, and so much more. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Tuesday. I am out tomorrow. Jerome Solomon will be in for me, as Baby Blank should arrive about 11 a.m., and I will give you guys updates. Lisa volunteered this morning that I should go to work after the baby is born.
Wow, she just doesn't want you there, huh?
You don't really mean that.
Right.
And she's like, well, I mean, you know how it goes. I mean, after the baby's born, then they try and get you to do the first breastfeeding, and everybody's just kind of laid back. You could just be there for the birth and leave. And I go, and then I'd never live it down and it would be brought up every day for the next, say, 50. No,
Not happening.
Not going to.
That's like in my neighborhood Facebook group. Somebody was like, hey, the question was, is there a historian in the neighborhood? I have some old documents that I want to get validated from the Revolutionary War or whatever. And I was like, well, hit up my wife. She's not a historian, but she won't stop bringing up the past. So that's pretty much the same. I love trolling them. It's so much fun. Just don't tell my wife I said that.
No.
She'll never let me forget it.
Not like you bait me into saying stuff in front of my, during pickup line time all the time.
Huh? No, I would never do that. Right. Can we talk, though, a little bit about the Rocket game last night, specifically the play-by-play?
I hate talking basketball, but I'll make an exception for you, my friend.
Well, I don't want to talk about the game. It was garbage, and okay, it was awful, and no one cares. No, I'm just kidding. But I feel like, and this is just me spitballing here, all right, boys? But I feel like maybe Bill Worrell has heard the criticism.
How do you mean?
Whether it be for, are we the only state? Are we the only show?
I think we do it the most on radio.
Okay, I was gonna say, are we the only ones that really crap on him and the play-by-play and stuff?
I hear it from other people all the time. I just don't know if they
do.
They
do it on Twitter.
They do it on Twitter. They do it on Twitter. Okay. Yeah. Do what?
I think he hears it all the way to Galveston.
I don't know if he did it in the second half, but when I listened, he never did it one time. Although I feel like he's trying to freshen it up a little bit because he's got new sayings. He's got some new ones. I heard him say,
which is,
4-point play the Harden way. He used every single time Harden would hit a three and get fouled.
That was a variation of a four point play the old fashioned way.
Right. Which is his long time.
I actually like that.
Or a 3-point play.
Growing
the
up, I actually like that.
Which is long time old school Bill Worrell.
So he's got 4-point play the Harden way. And then somebody at the rim missed a shot, and it rolled kind of across the rim. And he goes, oh, it just rolled across the cellophane bridge.
No, I do not like that one.
What? The cellophane bridge?
It's pretty good.
No, that is not good at all.
It's pretty funny if you think about it, like trick used to play on
people.
You
know there's a bunch of millennials watching the Rockets going, what the hell is cellophane?
Yeah, I guess it's.
It's like saran wrap. It's the plastic, you know, that clear wrap that you put over like dishes to keep, like if you got like leftover food and you put that clear stuff over it, that's cellophane.
I like the took a peek and then came out.
That's good, yeah. But it rolled across the cellophane bridge. I was like, what? And then he liked rhyming Russell and hustle all night. He kept saying Russell and hustle.
So what's worse? That.
All of it.
That. Or Matt Bullard trying to be hip and cool and call Russell Westbrook Brody.
He called him Brody?
Because, you know, Russ's nickname is Brody.
Yeah.
And he's like, you see right here when Brody tried to cross over? And I'm like, no, you didn't do that. You went Brody. And then right after that, Bill Worrell called Dennis Schirmer. I'm like, are you watching the the impeachment hearings during breaks or what? But Dennis Schirmer or Amy Schirmer, I don't know where he was going, but I think he's more of a Chuck Schirmer guy. And all of a sudden, Dennis Schirmer had 18 in the first half.
I didn't see. I missed a lot of that. I honestly couldn't listen to it. I couldn't watch it, and I couldn't listen to it. There was nothing appealing about that game last night. Nothing.
Sorry, I think that I checked out. I mean, I'll tell you this. One of the first things I took away is I love Russell Westbrook's attitude. I love the fact, and again, this is old school that we talked about, that I said that I, what I really loved when KG first came in the league was he had no friends when he crossed the line, and that he would step on anybody's throat to win a game. And the fact that after the game, Westbrook was very adamant about saying, look, I got friends on the other team. Before the game, pregame, postgame, we're good. But when we get on that court, I ain't got no friends but Spalding and my teammates.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love the aggressiveness in which he plays, and I love the other thing, and Nick, you need to bring this up because you're the one that caught it, but the fact that he is going to hold his team accountable, all things that James Harden doesn't like to do, I think it's that's the first big positive I've taken away from his addition to this team.
Yeah, I mean, the quote for me that was telling was, I got to get my team ready. And not to stir things up and look at the negative, but it is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how Harden reacts to that. Because is this a two-star team where they're both the man, or is it a situation where Russell kind of has to take more of a lead because James has not necessarily been that guy his entire career in a Houston Rocket uniform? And so that's why I'm sticking to that 20-game sample size.
Which is a great, and it was a great call by you.
And I want to see who takes over. Like, and it, look, I don't know if maybe a co-leadership type of situation can exist. Maybe they can coexist as leaders, but Russell has been pretty, he was pretty firm when he said that, you know, this, I don't have no friends in hoops. I got to get my team ready. And I think that's huge.
He said when they're on the floor, though. I mean, he loves Steven Adams. And he said after the game, before the game, things like that, those are cool. But I think it's like the yin and the yang. It's like the fact that all the things that Scottie Pippen wasn't, Michael Jordan was. And so sometimes you can say, hey, look, everybody can give all the props in the world. We know what James does well. He scores. But we also know what his shortcomings are. We know them pretty well. And if you can get a guy that doesn't do it the way Chris Paul did to piss him off, that can get through to him and the rest of the team and kind of take it to another level in certain areas that they haven't been performing very well at, kudos. I don't care how it gets done, but have one guy worry about certain things he does well in the locker room with the team and otherwise, and have the other guy, if he wants to be that drill sergeant or that motivational guy, have at it.
Well, let's just see how the chemistry builds or doesn't build based on stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does, big does James a lot of Harden going to take it the wrong way when he says my team?
Right.
I mean, he didn't seem like it in the I wanted to see, obviously, when Harden spoke to the media first, when he speaks to the media, he just bails out of the locker room. Mm. So he didn't hear Russell Westbrook say that, but I would be very interested to see his facial reaction, his body language, just to see if that's cool. And maybe their friendship will allow them to him, you know, to be okay with something like that. I just would like to see how he reacts to it, not to stir anything up. The last thing I'll say about it is I do like the way Russell Westbrook finds, and I tweeted this yesterday, corner three point shooters. And he didn't do it with PJ Tucker, who had a good game.
Right.
I think he was 4-for-6 or 4-for-7. Mm-hmm. But he did it with Gordon, and he's done it with other Rockets players. So that's a good thing. I think setting him up is probably more of the challenge right now.
Well, they were doing it with House. He just couldn't knock him down. That's another. I was like, oh, Lord, make a three, buddy. You got that big deal.
Yeah, the square peg round hole is starting to rear its head when you look at guys like Ben McLemore, who I thought in the first game looked pretty good. But since then, you look at McLemore, you look at House, you look at these guys, even Gordon, who went through a stretch there, he missed 7 or 8 in a row from three in the first game, and he hasn't exactly been on top of his game shooting the ball. You look at it and you go, look, you think on paper you might have better guys, but they still have to knock down the shots. Westbrook can do all he can to get you the wide open look, but aside from PJ Tucker, if you're not making it consistently, that's on the shooters, and you're right back where you were a year ago. That's why I love Nick's sample size of 20 games, and you're right. The other thing is, because of the fact that Harden, unlike he didn't respect Chris Paul, and all the reports came out that said he didn't like a guy that was past his prime telling everybody else what to do, how to do it, and how it should be done.
Ain't going to get that with Westbrook.
You ain't going to do that with Russ. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that I love about Russ. He may not be a great three-point shooter, but there's one thing you're never going to question. That's his heart and his desire and his freaking his go button. His gas pedal is always to the floor.
Hey, Ian Rappaport, about an hour ago, reported the Falcons have signed a kicker. They released Matt Bryant,
who missed 2 field goals last year.
Yeah, and they signed kicker Young Ho Koo. Why are you laughing, Nick? That's the man's name.
That's exactly why you
No.
Nobody cares about that kicker.
Young Ho.
But they care about his name.
Young Ho. Cool.
That's not his name.
I swear that's his name.
Did you pronounce it correctly?
Yeah. Young. That's pronounced it how it's spelled. Young. Younghoe. Which is how Ice Cube taught us how to spell it. Young Ho. And then his last name is Koo. K-O-O.
Can you imagine Young Ho punching it in from the right hash? Jeez. Come on, man. Sometimes
this Young Ho is amazing. Yeah. This Young Ho, boy.
I feel Did terrible. Did you Young see Ho, the thunder Young Ho out of Young there? Ho from 50?
Young Ho out there just putting in work. Just.
All right, we got to stop. I got to talk about tight end sports bar.
Kicking balls left and right. Oh, this God. Young Ho is amazing.
When you want to give your balls so a break.
Cool. I love. It's cool. It's cool. All right. Go ahead. What'd you say, Nick? Speaking of Young Ho.
Oh. Okay, I got to tell you about Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Let me turn off their mics before they get everybody in trouble. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City, right there on 45 by the Best Buy. And I've been telling you about this place for a couple of months now. Probably one of the best spots to go watch games. A wonderful sports bar in League City, 2502 Gulf Freeway. I've been telling you guys about Tito Tuesdays, any Tito's drink for $5. Tomorrow, if you want to join Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, they have chicken Alfredo that they only serve on Wednesdays, a fantastic menu item. But they have a full menu. I mean, if you want some wings, if you want some quesadillas, some of the more beautiful servers. And let me tell you, very easy on the eyes. Beautiful girls came and brought us some chicken quesadillas, some Hail Mary wings, and some chicken Alfredo. And let me tell you, you do not want to miss it because it's not just any ordinary bar food. It's a made from scratch kitchen. So go watch the Astros tonight. A perfect time to go. I guarantee you're going to love the atmosphere. They're going to have a full bar. It's not just a place to get beer, but Tito Tuesdays today, $5. Go watch your Astros. Also, don't forget Friday, Lingerie Friday. Each and every Friday, all the girls are dressed up in lingerie. 2502 Gulf Freeway, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Definitely go and check it out.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour one, three-hour show. Shout out to the peeps at the Kroger in Sugarland this morning, boys, as my friend Jesse, he's a big Astros fan, big supporter of the show, and loves to talk Astros. I take my mother-in-law in there this morning, and all of a sudden, I'm just shopping. And these random guys are coming up to me. And the Frito-Lay guy comes up to me and goes, my son listens to you every day. Uh-oh. I listen to you every day. All the guys in the trucks on the delivery route listen to you. Nice. Oh, my God. Then I'm checking out. And the guy goes, I knew your voice the minute that I asked you. And I was like, what? And he goes, we listen to you every day. And
dude,
I was like,
badass.
Shout out to all you guys. We appreciate all of you.
Shout out to Jesse, man.
Yep. Good stuff.
All the drivers out there, not just that work there, but just in general, man. Yeah, there's a lot of folks that drive for a living and listen and support, so we appreciate all of that. Somebody, Dylan, tweeted us a picture of Young Ho out there doing some special things.
Clarify for those who are just tuning in.
Young Ho's got ball control.
Yeah. The Atlanta Falcons cut Matt Bryant and signed a kicker named Young Ho. That's his first name, Young Ho. Last name, Koo, K-O-O. And Dylan tweeted us a picture of old Young Ho on the field kicking balls.
A video.
A video, yeah. And it's pretty amazing. I'll retweet it. Joel will retweet it. At Pac-Man Joel, at Barry is funny. At the producer, Nick, we'll all retweet it. Pretty damn amazing. He actually jumps on the football and spins it away from him, like 5 yards down the field, so it's spinning like a top.
Upright.
He just uses his feet, sets it upright, then runs and kicks it through the field goal. But it doesn't stop there. As he kicks it, he backflips and lands it.
Never seen anything like it.
And made the kick. It was that young hoe was impressive.
The fact that it was what a 20, we would say about 25-yard field goal.
I'm enjoying this so much.
You're right. Dying to say that.
Yeah. That young hoe is something special.
Okay.
Then the ass clown on Twitter, on text message that hates me is going to be like, well, if Joel doesn't make the pun, then he doesn't like it. No, it's part of the bit, guy, but hey, way to play along. How long do you think the field goal kick was? About 25 yards?
Oh, yeah, at least 25, 30 yarder.
Yeah, and the fact that after he kicks the ball that he does the flip, like, this dude's talented.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
Now people, I'm sure the Falcons are going to give him
a
hard
time. And
he
would have made it from further. If it was 20, 25, 30, he would have made that from 35. I think that should be a requirement now. All kickers have to do this. Could you see, these old fat kickers trying to do this? Oh, that would
what's
be the
old boy?
Best.
What's the butterball that used to kick for the Texans? Randy Bullock?
Oh, my God. Watching Randy Bullock trying to do a backflip? You remember, those roly-polies? Those pill bugs that just roll up, the gray ones? Yeah. That's what it would look like. You just start rolling around. That'd be great.
Dude. I think he only kicked in the NFL just to get to the buffet table at the
end
of every
game. He's
still
kicking in the NFL.
Cincinnati, right? Is he with Cincinnati?
Is he?
I think he's with the Bengals.
Yeah. Wow.
I will look it up and tell you, but I think he's with the Bengals. Someone said he slimmed down. I looked at it, I was like, not really.
Somebody texted and said, Young Ho can split the uprights. That ain't nice.
But it's possible. All. I mean, he better, or he's going to be out of work. If that young ho doesn't split the uprights, he's going to be out of the work. You're looking for a new profession.
Somebody randomly texted, what up, homies? I'm driving myself, and I've been on the usual suspect for the past 7-8 months. I got y'all some other listeners. Go Astros.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Randy Bullock, kicker, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah?
Yep. I want to see what his playing weight is. Any guesses?
Yeah. I'll guess.
Because one, they're lying. But go ahead.
I'm going to say 235.
That's why they're lying.
What is it?
His height is 5'9".
235.
210 is what they listed.
Lies!
That is not even close.
No way! I'm 210! Nah, I'm not. I'm 203. Shut up, Nick!
310.
Kiss my ass!
He's 210 with one leg on a freaking chair. When he gets both feet on the scale, get the hell out of here!
Are you going to show your boobs tonight behind home plate, Nick, when you go?
I will definitely not do that.
Oh, you totally should.
But look, if the Falcons continue to suck, they can't blame that poor young hoe. Like, seriously, they're...
See?
You had to get in on it.
You got to.
It felt
He's
good,
tiny,
it?
Though. It felt fantastic.
Nick, Barry's onto something.
What?
You should wear a suspect's t-shirt behind home plate tonight. And then about the fifth inning, just let him ride. Let him ride. I mean, either way, it's up to you. If you want to pull the junk from
what
the
are we
trunk
promoting
and throw
exactly
them out there,
as I do that?
You just want
our show, right? Just pull your junk out.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to pull the junk out, or if you just want to show the tatas, I think with a suspect shirt on, fantastic marketing plan.
Just write "What up, H-Town" on your pelvic bone.
Then on the way out,
and then just.
Just give the letter that MLB gives you to AJ and says, I need you guys to pay for a new identity so I can get my press pass next year.
Totally got to do this.
Do not like that idea.
Do it for the
all.
Show, Nicholas.
Look, I'm down to do things for the show, but every idea that you guys come up with is always incriminating.
Okay, do it for the show. You have to wear an Astros home jersey that says Shirara 975 on the back.
I don't do that.
No?
I am not.
That's not even that bad. You would have totally. You should have said yes and made him buy it.
I would never do that.
What?
I would never wear that.
I'll do it. I'll
I'm
wear
Shirara
975. You buy the jersey.
You got
I'll
more
wear
in common with people than you think.
I'll wear what?
There's someone in the media that did that to a game.
Oh.
He passed over on the reference. He didn't get the reference.
Yeah,
I totally missed. I guess.
Yeah,
I did. All right. Hey Barry, I work at the John Deere in Spring. Oh, I need to come see y'all. I do. My mower sucks.
Green and gold.
I bought a John Deere. I never get a smooth. I have to mow the same spot three times to get it all even. Seraphim, it's killing me, bro. He said a bunch of the guys have started listening to y'all because I told them you were great. Well, we appreciate it. I'm going to come by. I'm going to ask for you or tell me somebody else to ask for, but I need help with my mower. I think, and it's not that the deck's not level, bro. My deck, so level. All right.
Apparently, it's not just your mower, it's your landscaping, because the gardener called in and...
What?
So the manscaping...
Told you...
So the manscaping around your deck...
Told you your advice was terrible.
Is that what you're saying?
No. The manscaping around my deck?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Good try, though.
Thank you. I saw the bit.
Hey, guys. Do you think the Texans will trade to replace J.J. Watt this season? No! Stop it with the... No. They're not. No. I don't think the Texans are going to be active in the next hour at the trade deadline because they have no resources. I just don't believe it. And look, again, we talked about this yesterday, but I got into it with Cody on Twitter. He's like, yeah, but you could trade player for player. Who are they trading? Everybody good that they have, they need, or is injured. I don't think they're trading a player straight up.
They don't have any draft picks.
They don't have enough depth at any position to be trading players straight up. And if they do, it's going to be backups that you're going to get backups for, and it's not going to matter. But I don't think you're going out and trading. You know, we mentioned Justin Reed yesterday. I don't think you're trading him. I don't think you're trading any of their receivers because of the fact that none of them can stay healthy except for D-Hop. I don't think that you're trading your running backs. I know they said that they're interested in Le'Veon Bell. That was the rumor, but John McClain said no. Unless you're trading Carlos Hyde and more picks for Le'Veon Bell. But is that what this team means? Because they're already doing pretty good running the ball.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. Like, why are you giving up on Reed?
I'm not. I'm just saying that that's the only thing I can think of. The only player.
No, the only thing I can think of is you want an Akeem Talib deal. You want someone to say to you, we'll take a future pick and not even make it specific to where you've got some fudge room if you want to give him a seventh or later on in another draft or whatever like that. But you could still get a player that can help you now.
Well, okay, so the reason I thought that is maybe. Okay, so maybe they trade a linebacker because that's their best. That's where they might
Martavius
be the best
Mingo
at.
Is good.
But they might be that good at linebacker where they could afford to trade one to get better in the secondary. But that's the strength of this defense right now, especially with Watt out. So, I don't know. The real reason I said is Reed is that I can't think of anybody else that you would get anything of value for that you would want to trade.
I go Mingo
You're
for
not
Chris
trading
Harris
Merciless,
Jr. right now.
Especially with Watt hurt, you don't want to trade Merciless. I mean, maybe a Brennan Scarlett or something like that, but what is that going to get you?
Deal or no deal?
What?
Martavius Mingo for Chris Harris Jr.
Yeah. Me too. Heartbeat. Nobody's doing that deal except, yeah, they would.
Well, the Texans will jump on it.
Yeah, of course.
He's got a future, this guy. He's a former high draft pick. All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go. Still 2 hours of the show. That means you can join us on the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter where it's at @TheProducerNick, at PacManGel with a K, and at Barry is Funny. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. Get used to one style, yo, when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck,
get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. You gonna answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.